Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Ted. You're here to speak first, and you're going to tell us all about what's going on during the campaign and everything else. And
well, unlike last time I was on, I should probably formally introduce myself. My name is Ted Yekimoff, and I am co-chair of the United Way campaign for Jackson County. My co-chair is actually Chad Rumsey from County National Bank, and I'm pleased to announce that our campaign is off to a great start. During the week of September 12th, we joined with dozens of United Ways across Michigan to formally begin our campaigns and share how United Way is really making a difference in our local communities. And in addition to that, a company that's near and dear to my heart, Consumers Energy, many other workplaces have already begun their campaigns.
No kidding. Well, I want to know, say your last name again.
Yekimoff.
That's a common everyday name.
Yeah, absolutely. What? I've got 10 brothers and sisters, so yeah.
Do you really?
Yeah, I do.
Ted Yekimoff. Well, we're glad you're here. We're glad you guys are doing. You're the campaign co-campaign chair, and I know you got a lot of different exciting events going on right now.
Yeah, just a couple weeks ago, we held our fifth annual What Floats Your Cardboard Boat Race, which is kind of the inaugural kickoff for the United Way campaign. We had record participation. We had 16 boats competing. Great turnout by the community. We had approximately 300 spectators. And we're already hearing interest from other businesses participating next year, so we're really excited about that.
Now, this year you're doing something different. You guys have not set a financial goal this year?
No, we've heard feedback from the community that rather than being focused on the financial perspective, really the community has indicated to us that they're more interested in the lives that we impact and the number of people that we actually touch. And just for reference, United Way supports 27 programs throughout Jackson County.
But we can't do anything without money, can we?
That's exactly right. So three of the key things that United Way is really asking people to do is to give, obviously, because that's funding is definitely the fuel that drives the engine of change, advocate, and by understanding and supporting the United Way's work, especially in financial stability. And lastly, volunteer. There's all kinds of opportunities out there in Jackson County to help out. So give, advocate, volunteer. And, you know, I think I mentioned on the last interview that the acronym for that is GAB. So we got to have an E in there for GAVE. So if everyone participated, we'd have a GAVE.
Well, what's this? You've got these pin-ons. It says go all
go
in.
Go all in. That is our theme for this year's campaign. It's all about bringing people together, helping Jackson, helping the community, making it a better place for everyone.
That's great. Now, I know you've got Ken Toll here today, and he's got a couple of things he wanted to say about the new vision of United Way, I believe, and what you're trying to do. Welcome, Ken.
Thank you, Rick. It's great to be here. Good morning, Greg. Yeah, we're really excited about the United Way. You know, for a long, long time, we worked to realize real impact on the most important things in the community. And every year we learn more about how to do that, what the needs really are. And all the conversations going on this year, we think we've hit on something that everyone understands. We want Jackson County, we're casting a real bold vision. We want Jackson County to be a community rich in opportunities to eliminate poverty and allow all people to achieve financial stability and success. That's really important to us because everything we've looked at over the years in education, in health, in basic income, basic needs, has led us to the conclusion that poverty is at the root cause of much of our problems, that there are just too many folks who are struggling. And poverty is kind of a moving target, right? We know that there are 18% of Jackson households that are in poverty. That's a very, very low number, $11,700 for an individual. Most people can't even begin to live on $11,700 a year. You can't rent a house, you can't eat, you can't have transportation, you can't provide child care, health care. It's just not enough. The real measure we've discovered is called the ALICE Index, Asset Limited, Income Constrained, Employed. It's a big study we did. It's on our website. Fascinating to read. That's kind of represents the working poor, people who have some income, more than that $11,700, but not enough to really get by. They're just one crisis away from being plunged back down into poverty. That's another 23%. So more than 4 in 10 households, 41% of people in Jackson County, are not making enough income to get by. And that's really causing all of us problems. So we're focused on creating a community where we can really tackle that. We're going to end poverty or get close to it. We may never end it. But if we can make a big dent in it, that's going to be huge.
How would that money get into the community, Ken?
That money is going to get into community through a lot of different programs and services. It's not going to be a single program like we thought in the past. It's not just throwing a target and finding that one program. But we have to create silver buckshot, not silver bullets. We have to create pathways for people to pull themselves out of poverty, not give them a hand up and watch them fall back in again. And we think there are a lot of program partners willing to get together, put their programs together in new ways and make sure that people can actually find pathways out of poverty. We've seen other communities do it. We know that there's a lot out there that we can bring together. It's as much a matter of coordination as new money, but we'll need some new money as well. There's some interesting things that go on in the public sector, too, benefits. For example, if once you start making up to $11.70 an hour, you can get all sorts of public benefits. As soon as you hit $11.70, you're eligible for nothing. And we call that the benefits cliff because you actually lose buying power after 11.70. You lose so much income in those benefits, you have to be making $18 an hour until you're back to where you started. So a lot of folks are saying, I don't want that raise, I don't want that overtime, because they know it's going to push them over that limit and they're going to lose their child care benefits, they're going to lose their health care benefits, and they're going to go backwards. Our system shouldn't be set up to put people backwards when they're trying to get ahead. It should encourage them to take that step forward, get that raise, work those extra hours. And we know moving some of those things around, some of those policies, could have a huge impact on people's financial health. So we're going to get smart about this and we're going to do it right.
So you've got a plan.
We have a lot of plans in the making. Our first plan is to figure out how to get 5,000 Jackson County families on a pathway to financial stability by 2025. Talking 7-8 years, it's going to take a little bit of time. But if we can get 5,000 of those 20,000 households on a path to financial stability, that's going to be fantastic movement for us.
Yeah, it'd be outstanding, obviously. I mean, that's, you know, I don't know how you do that. I mean, just to get them out there through education and whatever else.
Well, you know, a lot of people don't understand the need to work, and they haven't had those role models. They haven't seen people getting up every day and setting their alarm and going to work. They just need a little soft skills coaching. So we're working within companies now to put success coaches in companies to say, hey, look, we'll help them figure this out. You know, a lot of folks just haven't had that background, don't have that preparation, but they can learn it. A lot of other folks feel burned by the system. We've been out talking to people at food pantries and low-income job sites and youth centers, and they've said, we've been there, we've tried those things, they haven't worked for us. We have failed in a lot of ways because often we say, come for 4 or 6 weeks, and things will be better. But we know it's a long haul. It's not that simple. Now we have to say to them, you're going to come for 4 to 6 weeks in this program, and then you're going to step into this program, and then from there you're going to go to that program, and it's going to take you 2 or 3 years. But if they really believe at the end of those 2 or 3 years there's a living wage job, I think people will step up and work. They just don't believe that. They don't trust that right now because they've tried and failed in the past, and we need to do a little better in supporting them. We've seen how that works in other communities, and if they can do it, we can do it here in Jackson.
Are you working with any specific agencies to do this?
We're working about 40 agencies right now. We have a new financial stability network that we've built with our partners at Community Action Agency, Jackson District Library, City of Jackson. We've got representation around the table from small business, big business, lots and lots of nonprofits, educators, ISD is there. A whole lot of folks have come around the table to say, how do we do this right? And everyone's willing to participate, so that's why we think we can do it.
Ken, is there, as you get your campaign rolling, is there an untapped area of resources?
Yeah, I think the radio station employees can do much better, Greg. We would sure love to. No. Resources are going to come from.
Sorry, I asked that.
And you wanted to.
No, that's why we have to go all in. Everybody can play a part in this. Small gifts, big gifts, it's all there. People volunteering more, we're going to create a lot of volunteer opportunities for mentors to come alongside folks and help them become employable and work harder. There's a lot of opportunities. So, yes, it's a community call to action. There are a lot of companies who could participate if they'd like to give and get involved. Just give us a call, 784-0511. Call Beth or Mark or visit our website, uwjackson.org. We'll show you how to get involved. But there is a role for everybody in Jackson to do this.
Chad Rumsey sleeping in again today?
I don't know. Where is Chad? Did we have him out on the campaign trail?
I think he's prepping for the Coney Challenge at noon today.
Okay. All right. Big Coney Challenge today at Consumers Energy.
That's today? Are you participating, Ted?
I absolutely am. 24 teams in the atrium at Consumers Energy. I think there's going to be upwards of 1,000 hot dogs consumed.
How many Coneys think you're going to eat?
Can we get Ted a couple hot dogs?
No, I don't. I'm purposely not eating this morning. I'm in training right now. But I'm anticipating 8 to 10.
You'll eat 8 to 10 hot
dogs?
Yes,
I will.
Oh, that'd be exciting to see.
I don't know if it'll be exciting afterwards.
I hope you sleep well tonight.
Thanks, Ted. Thanks,
Thank
Ken.
You.
Mark, Beth. Oh. United Way, everybody.
All right. Next up.
The Jackson Area Association of Realtors.
They got our back to us, too, don't they?
With Melissa T.
Good morning.
Are you still the president?
No, I'm the executive vice president.
Okay.
Susie Molman is the president.
Okay.
Oh.
So what's going on?
We are celebrating our 100-year anniversary this year.
In Jackson.
Congratulations.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
100 years.
Organized real estate's been around for 100 years.
That's amazing.
In our area. Yeah, realtors abiding by the code of ethics and supporting private property rights. home interest deduction, things of that nature. But along with that, we were recognized by the National Association of Realtors in Washington, D.C. We put on a grand celebration out at the Ella earlier this year, back in June. Had a big display in the museum. It was pretty exciting. Invited a lot of our older members in and had some networking. We did a ribbon cutting, and then we've also been involved in a placemaking project this year. And Susie Molman, our president's here to talk a little bit about that, and then also about some market statistics for you. So, Susie.
Good morning, Susie. What's placemaking?
Good morning. Placemaking is a project that they're doing throughout the state of Michigan. It we refer to it as lighter, cheaper, quicker, and it's a project that we put down at the farmers market here in town. It's designed to test an area and a specific use in an area and see if it works. So we started out this season with some Adirondack chairs that we had help from a makerspace here in Jackson. We put them together. We hired some local artists. We paid the artist. They painted them, and we auctioned them off, giving the money back to the artist beyond the cost of the chair. So that's one of the projects that we did. We also had the Builders Association build us some really neat bench/picnic tables, and we've had them there all summer long for people to sit in and use. And we are planning an October 15th pumpkin painting for kids. We've purchased 100 pumpkins from the local farmers, and we're planning on a nice fun day for kids down at the farmers market.
What else is going on?
Well, we have a really awesome 2016. We have about 3% sale increase 2016. Versus last year. We have a higher average sale price. We're up about 5%. Our average sale price is $134,120. So we've got increase as far as that goes. We also have our problem this year is we have a shortage of listings. We're down about 9% in residential listings. So if we can get some people to list some properties, we are able to sell them because our sales are up.
Why is there a shortage, Susie?
What's a shortage?
Why is there a shortage of listings?
Because they don't want to sell their house, Greg.
Well, that's one thing.
She's supposed to answer that, not you.
I'll just piggyback on that a little
bit. All right.
Couple things.
I didn't know Rick was answering all the questions today.
That's all right.
Master of the obvious.
That's
what I'm here for.
One of the things is that we do not have all of the spec homes we've had in the past. So our builders are not building enough spec homes for us to sell. That's one of the issues.
But that's been quite a while, hasn't it, Susie?
Well, yes, of course, since the downturn.
Right.
I mean, we had zero, and now they're returning somewhat, but we still have a gap. We have a gap as far as our inventory. That's one of the issues. The other issue that I hear people say is they are concerned about selling their home because they need to replace it. And so with low inventory all around, they are holding back a little bit because of that.
So people are not, upgrading? Is that...
Well, I mean, they are, but when there's a lack of inventory and you're selling your home and you need to buy a new home, you're slightly concerned you're not going to find the new home once you sell yours because yours is going to sell.
Right.
Yeah. So we've got a little bit of that, but fortunately enough people are doing that, and it's just a cycle that we need to work through, and then I think everything will be fine.
So there are a lot of buyers?
There are a lot of good qualified buyers. We have more buyers than we have homes to sell them.
Do you have a breakdown, city, county, how that works?
As far as?
Selling homes?
Number of buyers or?
Yeah, well, home sales.
Well, okay. I'll take over. I'll ask questions now.
Go ahead.
I think I like his questions better.
Do you? Good.
Greg's,
I'll leave.
Greg's new to this business, so, give him a break. No, so you're, but you're, now the market's, you guys went really down a few years ago, There weren't hardly any sales, and all of a sudden everything's back the way it was, right?
Actually, almost more. I mean, you know, as far as the average sale price is higher than it was at the peak.
Right. Well, and also, aren't there a lot more realtors, too? Didn't the realtors kind of go away, go down, all of a sudden it's come back?
We lost 50%.
50%?
50% of the realtors. And now that is recovering. We've not recovered, certainly, back to the number that we were, but we've gained a lot more in our membership. So that's, you know, obviously that's a positive thing for jobs and growth. As far as a breakdown, I'm not sure that I could... you know, tell you, I'm not sure what your question is, but...
Neither am I.
is the city, are the houses moving in the city like they're moving
sure,
in the county?
Sure, of course they are. Overall, because of the number of foreclosures and the greatest hit for foreclosures were in the city, mm-hmm. overall, the prices and sales are slightly weaker
that's what
in
I
the
meant.
City. Yes.
Oh, sure, that's what you meant, right.
So that's recovering, and that's getting better, but that was the hardest hit. Therefore, it's going to be the last to recover fully.
So what are there? Is there a price range that is down in the area?
I wouldn't say that there's a price range down. I mean, you can see, you heard our average sale price is $134,000.
That's
the county. That's everything.
That's up quite a bit from last year.
It is up. The percentage is 5% increase from last year. So in any hot market, bad market, overall, higher price point, the highest price point, of course, is going to be the slowest just for the mere fact there are fewer buyers when you look at our sale price. I mean, that's just, you know, that's not really looking at any one year in particular.
Is money available? Is it easy to get financing?
Yes. The buyers who should have never gotten loans prior to our downturn are not getting mortgages today. They are not getting mortgages today. The buyers who should get mortgages today are being scrutinized more so. It's tougher for them to get through the process, but they are getting through the process, and they are getting loans.
And interest rates are low.
Interest rates are fabulous.
What are they?
They are under 4%. I mean, it depends on the kind of loan.
Right,
it depends
sure.
on the length of the term. You know, a VA buyer's getting 3 1/3. I mean, it's fabulous. So it's very, very great time to be buying a house.
How quick can you get into a new house?
That's a little bit slower now due to the new laws that were passed the end of 2015. So you're looking at a conventional loan at very, very best 30 to 40 days for the most part. And any government backed loan, you're looking at 45 to 55 days.
Are you happy with those new laws?
Parts of them are fabulous. I love that the buyers are getting their numbers in advance, but unfortunately it's changed, it's trickled down and changed parts of it that are actually doing just the opposite. It's making it worse in other aspects. So there's good things and bad. I think that's true with any law change.
So how do you rate the market here?
Good. 20 years of real estate, I'm having a record year this year.
Okay, so good.
I would say great.
Good deal.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Susie.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Jackson Association of Realtors.
Okay. You're doing a good job today, Greg.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Capital Bank Card, you know, so we're talking about Capital Bank Card, and I know that Mark here
yep.
today.
Yep. Good morning, Greg. This is Mark Schisser with Capital Bank Card, and I'm here with Ken Wilson from Secure Encrypt. We have a program we want to talk to you and the community about that we're holding. You have, over the years, built up your own reputation, your assets, your financial security. All that is at risk because of what's going on in the marketplace. Everyone's heard about hacks and different things going on. So we're here today to talk about a couple programs coming up where you can learn some real information about what's going on in the market. What we both have learned in our respective fields is that there's a lot of misinformation and partial information out there where people are feeling that they're protected, they're in safe hands, when in reality there's still open doors and back doors, people's information and money is at risk. So we're here to talk about a couple programs we have coming up.
Okay. Yeah, because I know you're talking about cyber liability type things, and we're all worried about, you know, somebody hacking our credit cards and getting all of our personal information. And you're going to talk about, because I know I'm going to ask the question, that pretty much you can probably hack just about anybody out there, and I think people want to know that. It looks like you got Guido as assistant today with him out there right now. So if you get hacked, he shows up at your door. I'll tell you that right now. That's scary.
Yeah, that's a great question. Ken Wilson from Secure Encrypt is here. He's going to be doing part of the program we have coming up. So Ken's here to talk to you a little bit about hacking.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, Ken.
So as you most of you know, you've heard the word hacking, hackers. You probably know about hackers. What you don't know nowadays is how prevalent they are. It's actually a career opportunity to actually be a hacker. You actually can get hired as a hacker for different governments, different states, you name it, anywhere in the world. And the most prevalent thing to know today is that no one's safe. It doesn't matter how much money you have. If they can grab it, they can grab it. It's the equivalent if you're walking on the street and a $10 bill flies by your leg, or, you know, goes across your feet, you're going to pick up that $10 bill. That's the same thing hackers are doing now. They're not looking for the big hit anymore because they know they have, like, Target and so forth. You know, even though they got hacked, they know they have cybersecurity experts there. So they're looking for what we call the low-hanging fruit, any medium to small business. It's, you know, open season for them all.
What does that job pay, Ken, that hacking job?
You know, if you get a legal one, it probably, you know, you'll make probably around $100,000 a year. If you're hired by, you know, another from Europe, China, or whatever, you know, they take care of their guys very well. They give them all the places to live, all the food, all the cars, anything they want. They treat them like movie stars. And they're actually graduating 19,000 hackers a year in China right now.
That blows my mind. I don't know. Is it legal over there?
The government makes it legal. I mean, as long as you don't hack them, you know.
All right. Well, can you stop them? Is that what you do?
Yeah. What I do is it's like eye for an eye, I guess. It takes a hacker to know a hacker. So a little bit about my background. At 15, I started college, and I couldn't get a job. Couldn't do anything. You know, I'm not 16 yet, so I started hacking, you know, to make a little bit of money. You know, hacking, you know, music and movies and stuff, and, you know, got hired by security companies, worked for Lufthansa, the Department of Defense, did some work for Microsoft and some other things. And so I'm what you call like a gray hacker. So I learn the bad so I can help people defend themselves. So you have three different types of hackers. You have a white hacker, a gray hacker, and a black hacker. Black hackers are just out there to do damage. Gray hackers kind of play in the middle. They want to know the bad stuff so they can help protect against, you know, people against them. And then the white hackers are just strictly trying to ward off the hacks.
So, and you guys, you're from Secure Encrypt, right?
Yes, Secure Encrypt.
And you can hire you to come in to your business or whatever out there to help you to protect against these hackers. Is that correct?
Yeah, what we do is we come in and we do a free assessment. We will look at your network and see if anybody's been in there. And if they have, then, you know, we'll talk to you about how to engage them, how to stop them. What we're seeing nowadays, though, is that almost anybody who wants to perform a hack can. You can go online now and you can perform these tools. So hackers are creating software now and selling it legally under the guise of education. So someone graduating high school, someone that's never even barely used a computer before can use these tools to hack people. One of the most prevalent things we're seeing right now, which you've all probably heard of, is ransomware and keyloggers. So ransomware, what that does, it goes out there and locks your files up and holds them hostage. We've seen several companies in Jackson here be shut down for days because their data's been locked up. They've had to go pay a ransom, and then they've had their data unlocked, so they continue to work.
Ken, do you know the prosecutor? He's sitting right over there, prosecuting attorney.
That's all right. I'm on the good side.
So. I think you piqued his curiosity.
I think he knows about it. I think he knows about it. Can you hack in this town? Could you hack just about any business and get in?
Yes, you can. It's really easy. There's a system to it. So you get to know the company, get to know the person, and it's a lot of social engineering. Once you get someone to, you know, open up an email or accept an email from you, you're in. A lot of people, they like to be calm and say, I have my firewalls, I have my, you know, antivirus and so forth. But what they don't know is that people will come in just through Facebook or whatever means that they can get into there.
Okay. Well, you know, if we don't run out of time, we're going to break here in a second. But you got a program coming up for this? Is that what you're doing?
Sure. We have a couple more things to cover, so we can come back after the break if it's okay with you guys. But just so you think that in Jackson County can happen, we had a speed networking meeting with the chamber of a couple dozen business members there. Of the 20 members there, four of them personally had their home PC controlled by ransomware. Right. Three of the four paid $200 so they could have control of their own computer back. Keep in mind, if they're inside your computer, they know everything about you. Your mortgage, your insurance, Social Security, everything is on your computer. Every picture you have stored there. So it's both a business and an individual concern. If we're not coming back after the break, just real quick, look for on Facebook through Secure Encrypt. There's going to be two programs coming up in October, two programs in November, talking about your cybersecurity, and also another insidious arena where business owners are leaving their accounts open with their merchant processor hitting their accounts for monies that are not disclosed up front. Right. So there's information on that. So friend, Secure Encrypt on their Facebook page, and also if you haven't liked the Chamber's Facebook page, like that, because they'll also be putting out information about these programs coming up.
Well, everybody should hire these guys in SureCrypt, because I know these guys and I know what they do, and it is, they're out there and they're coming after you. And if we find out who they are, we're sending Guido out there after them. Sorry to hear, boy. You'll be there, won't you? All right. Well, thanks so much.
Thanks, Mark. Ken, take a break here for the news at 8. We'll probably be back here on Good Morning Greater Jackson.
We now return to Good Morning Greater Jackson. Once again, your hosts, Greg O'Connor and Rick Walton.
Welcome back. We're at Bella Notte, Ristorante downtown. We have some streets blocked off, but I can't tell you which ones they are down here. So be careful out there. Michael Walters is joining us from the Chamber.
How you doing?
How you doing, Mike?
Doing great.
What's going on? What's new? What's cooking?
Well, I just want to come in and talk about a couple of things that we're working on for this year and just reminders for some of the things that are updates-wise for us. The first thing is the Jackson Magazine. We're updating all the information for everybody right now for 2017. So we make sure that you are able to log into your MIC, which is the Member Information Center, and make sure you're able to do that before October 31st. That's when our deadline is for sending it out to the printer so they can go ahead and adjust it all and make sure it looks pretty. So when it comes out on January 1, if you have any questions, just give Kelly a call at our office and she'll help you get logged in. Or you can meet with me or Matt and we can figure it out for you. I brought my tablet here today. Also, just make sure that you have all the categories that you want to have for your business, because you have one category and certain you can get different categories for, you know, extra money.
What is Jackson Living?
The Jackson Living magazine?
Yeah.
It's a magazine that goes out to about 35,000 different businesses in the community, out of the county, every single month. We have our special edition that comes out in January. You know, you have JAMA, which is Jackson Area Manufacturers Association, that comes out in July. So different businesses are able to be highlighted in those, but also throughout the year, you have other, you know, different people who are highlighted on the cover. We have the 30 and under, you have all different kinds of things, and Jackson Magazine does a great job helping promoting our community. They're a great way if you want to also place ads on that. You can get a hold of Brian or Lisa, and they'll make sure to help you get an ad in that magazine to really highlight your business. Besides that, we're making sure to get your business out there, and if you haven't got the right description for your business, or if you're a new member of the chamber, also get a hold of Brian or Lisa, and they can put a 100-word free description in their magazine. They do it every quarter. Great benefit of being part of the chamber and be able to access different discounts and promotional things that are going on. Right now, also just want to make sure to let everybody know that if you aren't active with our chamber, you should better give me a call and we can get you in, because October 31st is the deadline to make sure you are in the directory. One other thing we want to talk about is that we have a referral program. It kind of leads into my next thing that we have going on. And our referral program is our second year, almost our third year going into it, second year running, because I realized after my first year being here, we needed some ways to reward our members and ways to find out how to highlight other members too. So we have a referral program that every month we have a different retail store or a restaurant donates gift cards, about $200 worth of gift cards, and we get those gift cards out to our members who refer businesses. And Mark actually is one of the winners of last year's grand prize, the MIS. So it's a great way to see how we can highlight different people between Cherry Creek, Grand River Brewery, Big B Coffee, Culver's, On Two Wheels, Claybon's, Jackson Coffee, Chilango's, the Chase Sports Bar, Finley's Smokehouse and Grill, Olive Garden, and, of course, Michigan International Speedway as a grand prize. So it's a great way to be a part of that. And if you have any questions about it, I'd be glad to answer any of those to anybody.
Yeah, how do you win?
Well, how do you win? First off, you have to refer a business to join the chamber. So if you know any business out there who would be benefit from the chamber, you know, anything from discounts, from small as your baby coffee to your insurance, you know, give Rick a call, help you out, and let you know what the discounts you have for those. Just different things you can look at. The chamber will help. Everything from advocacy, you know, legislation issues, you're having problems with your building or, you know, your parking lot. So like this month right now, being in September, it's Chilango's that's sponsoring the event. And the next year will be Chase Sports Bar and Finley's, or next month will be Chase, and then Finley's and Olive Garden, and they wrap up the year. Then after that, we put a spinner, you know, raffle thing last year, and took the annual meeting, and Mark was one of our ones. He also probably referred, a handful, probably 5 to 10. Every month, he always said, give me business to help me. You know, because he works with so many businesses too, so it's a great way for anybody. And actually, our top two referral people are both our merchant processors that are who are very active in our chamber. So yeah, it's a great way to do that. And then once you get that, MIS donates a $1,050 package to their Champions Club, one of their races. It's like a weekend pass kind of thing. So it's really kind of cool.
It was great. Michael, what does it cost to join the chamber?
The cost of joining the chamber?
Yeah.
Well, it depends if you're a nonprofit or just a regular business. Nonprofit's $250 a year. Basic membership is $295. And then after 10 employees, yeah, it's pretty cheap. Less than a dollar a day.
Wow.
And you can write it off as a business expense, too. So it's not money lost, it's money well spent.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, if you're a larger business, you know, let's say a manufacturer, or you have, you know, say 50 or more employees, we do have certain tiered levels, too, where you get discounts off of education and advertising. Tickets to events like this, sponsorship dollars, and so on and so forth.
You have Jack's Ball coming up?
Sure do. Yeah, we actually sold out about a month ago, actually.
Wow.
And just really excited about it. We're always finding ways to add more booths. This year, we're just really packed in there. We're excited to see what kind of a theme is going on for it. We always have a great time for it. I mean, for me, I was a member of the chamber, you know, 2 years before I even worked for the chamber, and I get to experience as a member. So I always like to approach selling events and going to different events as a member would, see what kind of businesses would be there, because I want to be able to network with them. This year, it's just really exciting to have different types of businesses in there, all different kinds of varieties, and make sure to 81 different businesses and way to find a way to get network with them.
What's the date on that?
October 20th.
Back at the Allskate, right?
Yes, it is, from 1 to 7.
It's free.
It's free. You get tickets on our website. Normally it is, I believe it's $10 to get in if you don't have a ticket, but you can get free tickets on our website. So if you need to print some out there, go ahead and do that.
So it'd be real dumb to pay $10, wouldn't it?
You can go to our website. If you got internet, go to the library, you know, wherever you need to do. But you can get free tickets out there.
Right. Some of us don't know how to get on the website, right?
What's the Hidden Talent Tour?
The Hidden Talent Tour. That's something that we're getting ready to do. It's an HR series. We've started doing these series because we realize that people want more education on what we do. We have our Leadership Jackson, which is a great program. It's 8 months long. We wanted something that can be every quarter, you know, every once in a while. So that's where we came with the HR series. But this Hidden Talent Tour is going to be featuring Michigan Lieutenant Governor Brian Colley, Michigan Supreme Court Justice Richard Bernstein, and they're going to be doing a statewide tour to inspire Michigan companies to hire workers with disabilities coming to the Southwest. They're also doing a tour of the three state leaders along with the local organizations, helping with the effort. We'll provide resources and answers and questions for the businesses leaders who want to explore the untapped pool of talent.
So do you have to buy tickets for that?
Yeah, the tickets for those are $25 for members if they're paid in advance, $30 at the door, and $45 for non-members, and $50 at the door.
And when is that?
That is going to be October 24th at 7:30 at Gene Davis.
So a couple big events coming up for the
chamber. Sure is, yeah. We just had our last off the clock, which was last week also. So
how did that go?
It was awesome. Had a little over, I think, about 100, 110 people that showed up for it. We're excited to always go into new venues, different venues, to always see what places we can help explore and make sure to let our members get really the exposure they want. So we're always looking to ways to make our events better every day.
Thanks, Michael.
Thanks.
Appreciate it. Update from the chamber with Michael Walders. Business development manager, by the way.
Glad to know that. Hey, next up, we've got the United Way coming back up here, too. So not just, but it's Power of the Purse this time. And we have, you have to be, if you're going to be part of the Power of the Purse, your name has to be Stephanie, right?
Yeah.
we have two Stephanies with
us
today.
Good morning,
yes. Good morning, Stephanie.
Hi, everyone. I'm Stephanie Shiro, and I'm here with Stephanie Riggs to talk about the 7th annual Power of the Purse that our Women's Leadership Council puts on. This year, we're once again out at the Country Club of Jackson on November 4th. The doors open at 5:30. The event starts at 6. Our theme this year is Arabian Nights, which we're really excited about. We got a lot of really awesome, decorations and draping and comfy pillows and bright colors and lanterns and all that fun stuff.
What's the theme?
Arabian Nights.
Oh, Arabian Nights.
Arabian Nights, yes. So we'll be out there. This year, all the proceeds are going to Energizing Education, which is an awesome initiative here in Jackson. Working to make sure that students are reading at grade level. So we thought that for the first time, giving all the proceeds to one organization, they're doing a lot in the community and the money can go a long way. So we're really excited about that. Tickets are $50. You can get them through our website, uwwlcjackson.org. There's a couple places on there. And we're just really excited. We have about 11 corporate table spots still open. So if there's any organizations or businesses or a group of friends that want to make sure they sit together and get the swag, you can get a table. Again, all that information is on our website. And Stephanie's going to talk a little bit about the purse donations we're looking for and some other fun stuff we have.
Okay. Stephanie, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
Doing real good, thank you.
Great. Yes, we're still collecting purses, and they don't necessarily have to be a purse. Some of the most popular ones that have been auctioned off have been things like a tool bag. Somebody put together a bag that had different tools and things like that in it. We've had a merce or a man bag before, a nice leather briefcase type thing full of the essentials for a business person. So it doesn't have to be a purse. It could be a 31 bag that's full of games. Toy House gave us a bunch of those last year for our family game night. And this falls at a great time of year in November where people are starting to do Christmas shopping. So there's a lot of really neat ways to get some gifts and donate back to the Jackson community.
This has been a really popular event, though.
It has. This is our seventh year doing it, and we've raised about $180,000 so far, put it back into United Way-backed organizations here in our county.
So you raise about $25,000?
About $25,000, $30,000 a year. And after all expenses and everything are taken care of, and we keep a little money back so we can put on the next year's event. So we're really proud of the fact that we are able to give so much and make a difference. We've done the Teen Pregnancy Prevention Initiative. We've worked with the AWARE. We've worked with the Backpack Program. So a lot of really needed programs in the community that touch women and children.
How'd you ever get this idea?
Dee Talmadge, when she worked for the United Way, came to myself and Melissa Callison and asked us if we would help her start a Women's Leadership Council. And it was something we felt strongly about, being part of Business Professional Women's Organization and a lot of other groups that we all get together. And we wanted to do something that solely impacted women and children because, quite frankly, women are the decision makers, which is just how it goes. So, we want to raise strong, intelligent, driven children with a great work ethic, and it all begins at home.
Right. Do you want to expound on that women decision-makers?
They are. Sorry. If it's time to buy a house and you choose one and your spouse chooses one, which one do you think you're going to live in?
Probably a completely different one. Probably an apartment.
Well, we won't go there.
Well, that's really great, because I know you get some great purses out there.
We do, yes. We've had some, you know, the values are over $1,000. One was everything coming up Coach, so every single thing in it was Coach. We get some great Michael Kors, but then we have some that are a little cheaper, so they're a really nice Kate Spade, or there's some that are Nicole Beebe or something like that, and they're for teenagers, so you can get your granddaughter or your tween child something for Christmas or for their birthday. Knapsacks, you name it, it's been there. We've had Santa's bag, so a great big red suitcase full of all kinds of Christmas stuff. So just thinking out of the box.
And there's a whole bunch of women out there.
It is. I think we sell, 300 tickets? And then we have 10 wonderful volunteer male models who come out and bring the purses out on trays. So bless their hearts. They're good sports. And they do a good job selling the purses for us and helping us to promote the event.
Why did you just laugh?
Oh, well, we've had a good time with our gentlemen out there. They've been good sports. Some of them weren't quite expecting 300 women. In the beginning, they thought it was going to be kind of a mixed event. But when you're coming and you're buying purses, it's typically the gals.
That makes my mind wander.
Yeah.
sounds like a fun event. I mean, I know you raise a lot of money, $25,000 to $30,000 a year.
We do, yeah.
Good cause. You have a good time.
We always sell out of the tickets. So if you are interested in going, get your individual ticket or get your company to get a table. We do limit the corporate tables, so individuals that do want to attend can come with their friends.
Great. Well, so how do we get a ticket?
The quickest way to get a ticket is to visit our website, and you can actually pay right through there. Like I said, it's uwwlcjackson.org. We're also going to have a Facebook event for it, so we'll make sure it's linked on there. You know, we're always posting that link on our Facebook page. You can also stop in the office and see me, or give me a call, 796-5120. And like I said, they're $50, but if you decide to get a table, you get a little more benefits. You get a seat in the bigger room, and you get the couple, you know, cool swag items that we get. So that can be really beneficial too.
Thanks, ladies. Appreciate it. Power of the purse. Matt Swartzlander.
Thank you, Greg. Good morning, everybody, and thanks for coming out to Good Morning Greater Jackson. We're broadcasting live from Bellinote in downtown Jackson with another full house of great chamber members. Thank you again to Brandon and Annette for another great breakfast. Round of applause for them. Would also like to take this chance to introduce you to our newest chamber staff member, Ashley Carney, back here in the back. She's executive and marketing assistant. So thank you again to our sponsors that came with us this morning, United Way, the Women's Leadership Council, Jackson Area Association of Realtors, Mark Schisler at Capital Bank Card, and Michigan International Speedway for sponsoring our chamber segment. So if you're tuning in on WKHM, remember you can go back and listen to podcasts at the website, WKHM.com. And if you're tired of registering for all the chamber events and having to pay for every invoice, remember that we have the Frontline Pass that will allow you to skip lines. I know Freddie Dancy has one. Is he gone? Oh, there he is. allows you to skip lines, pay one invoice throughout the year, and really helps with getting you connected with everything there. So I'd like to give a big thank you to our ambassadors for this morning. Deanna Light was joining us at the registration table. I'd like to welcome our new members to the chamber for the last month. Versa, Five Leprechauns LLC, Nikki Vive Photography, Advanced Turning and Manufacturing, Creative Catering and Event Planning, The Junkyard Dog, Challenger Technologies, AI Gifts, Decor, and Workshops, Jackson Underworld, and the Committee to Elect Jerry Jarzynka. Clap. Yep. So we have some great chamber events coming up in October, starting next Monday, October 3rd, with Legislative Rise and Shine with Representative Tim Walberg. We have Coffee with the Chamber on October 7th. Security and Identity Theft with CP Credit Union on October 12th. And October 20th, we have JAXPO, our business-to-business expo. We also have our economic lunch that day and our JAXPO after hours. So a great day of fun and networking there. October 24th is our Hidden Talent Tour with Lieutenant Governor Kelly and Justice Richard Bernstein. And again, back here October 25th for Good Morning Greater Jackson. So I'd just like to say thank you to everybody that came out this morning. We have some great chamber members with us, starting with Allstate Fund Center, American Red Cross, Anderson Printing, Mailing, and Creative Promotions, Bank of America Merchant Solutions, Best One Tire Service of Central Michigan, CP Federal Credit Union, Dancy's Fancy Butter, Exit Realty First, Jackson District Library, Jackson Host Lions Club, Legal Shield, Michigan Community Credit Union, Michigan International Speedway, Northwest Community Schools, Russ Decker, Secure Encrypt, Securian Financial Advisors of Great Lakes, United Way of Jackson County, Jackson Candy and Fudge Factory, Balloony Bin, CVS, Tomco Asphalt, Pointer Office Products. So thank you for everybody coming out today, and I hope you have a great day. Enjoy the beautiful fall weather we are having outside. Thank you, Greg and Rick.
We'll see you last Tuesday in October.